We're talking about a new undergrad major at UW-Green Bay in water science. It's the UW system's first degree in this particular subject area. We're looking at the curriculum and the workforce trends in water-related careers here on The Morning Show. Think wastewater treatment, runoff, stream, hydrology, groundwater quality, limnology. What water issues are you seeing in your community? Do you see a demand for employees with a water science background? We're at 800-642-1234 to join the conversation. John Luchai is a geoscience professor in the Department of Natural and Applied Sciences at UW-Green Bay. He's coordinating this new water science major at the university. John, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Well, give us the nuts and bolts about what this new degree is.
Well, it's a new interdisciplinary degree that sort of takes the parts of different science fields and policy fields where water touches and kind of brings them together. It's the first undergraduate degree that's called water science, although there are a few others in the state that kind of do this. But it's a degree that kind of will give our students something new that they can package together and go out in the working world and focus on water problems.
What kind of course options or research opportunities might this degree offer?
Course options, we've got a core in heavy in the sciences between chemistry, biology, mathematics, physics, geoscience at the lower level. And then the upper level includes most of the core water courses from hydrology and surface water through to groundwater, and a policy course, geochemistry courses, and a few other courses that tie together the major water parts. And then we have upper-level electives that can let students sort of focus in areas that they want to pursue more, such as limnology, stream ecology, areas that are more biologically oriented. They could focus in public policy. They could focus in chemistry and analytical chemistry, things like that, or even pursue a minor to supplement the degree and really market themselves well.
You've said that the single greatest resource challenge of the 21st century is water. What is accelerating that?
Well, lots of different things. Certainly a growing population. Some things are decades old issues that are catching up to us. Sometimes it may be emerging contaminants where we're looking at problems that we didn't realize would be problems before. Sometimes it's in certain parts of the world, local climate change can have an impact, and people are concerned about global climate change, maybe making some water issues more extensive, like heavier flooding, major events, or maybe drying of climates in certain places that can make challenges for water resources such as groundwater.
From a geographical standpoint here, give us the basis for why UW-Green Bay is a really great place to offer this kind of major.
Well, we think we can offer our students something a little bit different than some other parts of the state. Certainly, we have a very complicated variety of groundwater issues in here, and that's my particular specialty. We are very close to the karst areas in eastern Wisconsin with some of the issues with nitrates, bacteria, and viruses in the groundwater. We also have kind of a naturally occurring set of contaminants in the confined sandstone aquifer that's fairly deep in our part of the state. We also have some interesting aspects of surface water, such as we have four campuses now that are part of UW-Green Bay. We call it affectionately Project Coastal.
I love it.
Between Marinette, Green Bay, Manitowoc, and Sheboygan. And having four of these campuses essentially on Lake Michigan gives us and our students an opportunity to explore some of the surface water topics that are a bit different.
Yeah, that must be kind of a biggie for you. You're on the bay. You're on Lake Michigan. And so that really must be a good training ground out at your back door.
It is. So some of my colleagues who work on surface water quality issues or biological systems, such as you might have heard of nutrient runoff problems with nitrogen and phosphorus in the Bay of Green Bay that produce cyanobacterial blooms and cause a hypoxic zone or a dead zone in the bottom of Green Bay. These are all big challenges that are going to continue for some point in the future. Also, people are studying fisheries and spawning habitats for northern pike and sturgeon and a whole variety of different aspects of fisheries and other aquatic life.
We're talking about how UW Green Bay will begin enrolling undergraduate students this fall in a water science program. UW Green Bay's geoscience professor John Luchai is telling us about this new offering. Students, is this degree something you'd be interested in? What do you think needs to be done to manage and improve water quality as the population continues to grow? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll keep talking about this right here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about how UW Green Bay plans to enroll students in a new water science program as early as this fall. It's the morning show, but first we're going to talk about our fabulous spring membership drive as we try to look for little hints of spring along the way. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Cheryl Gasser. Good morning.
Good morning, Kate. So glad to be here.
And you count on the Ideas Network for great discussions, and it's your gift of any amount that makes these discussions possible. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
We couldn't do this without you. We got about 40 minutes left this hour. We're looking for 9 more people to join in and help us reach that goal. How about you? And of course, if you've already given, thank you so much.
And if you haven't, give right this very moment at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs that you enjoy.
Whether it's a 3-minute news update or a 60-minute talk show, you hear about topics that affect your life and you hear about them on the Ideas Network. In fact, here on the morning show, this week alone, we've talked about water quality and the state budget and sustainable travel. And Kate, I'm looking forward to Wisconsin weekend on Friday talking about the state's natural history.
Yeah.
I love this show because you love this program, because you love this network. We're asking you to help pay for the quality programs you hear every day. You can be part of it. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's really easy to support Wisconsin Public Radio, and really the easiest way is to become a sustainer. A sustaining membership is one that's ongoing, either from your bank account or your credit card or debit card.
And because it automatically renews, you don't have to remember to write a check every year. Some people give $10 a month, maybe $15 or $20. The idea is you pick an amount that works for you. Set it up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and then you can sit back and enjoy the ease and convenience of supporting great radio.
When you get your 2019 WPR t-shirt, not only will you share your WPR pride with the world, you'll also enjoy the soft, stylish comfort of this quality cotton poly blend tee. Where will you show off your WPR t-shirt?
Oh gosh, I'd wear it everywhere.
To work, to the store, hanging out with friends.
Walking, when I go to the grocery store, I just want everybody to see it.
You can wear your WPR t-shirt so many places. Get yours now when you make a gift of $10 a month or make a one-time gift of $120. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Cheryl Gasser, and it's your support during this spring membership drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible each day. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you end up choosing, that is the right amount.
And you can make that pledge at WPR.org. Join your friends and your neighbors who believe in the value of WPR and believe in supporting it. It takes the support of more than 50,000 members.
Wow.
Think about that. 50,000 members help make Wisconsin Public Radio as good as it can be.
And when you make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you'll be doing your part to make sure that the news and the information you need is here every single day.
We are looking for 9 more pledges by the top of the hour, about 40 minutes or so to get them. Won't you be next? WPR is listener powered, and that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so very important.
Lovely 2019 WPR t-shirt. It's USA made, printed right here in Wisconsin. So artistic and creative. Really grabs you. Give $10 a month or more at WPR.org. Check it out there. Call 888-202-2552 and ask for your t-shirt.
And Kate, I think everybody loves this year's design.
Yes.
And you can see it when you make your pledge at WPR.org if you want to take a peek. Now, if you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you. Thank you so much. How about making today the day that you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose? You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift right now, so important. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. UW Green Bay is opening up a new water science program, and it's a first-of-its-kind degree program for the UW system. We're talking about it here on The Morning Show. Learning that many people who work for water-related agencies in the northeast part of the state voiced their support for this program. Do you see the demand for this type of training program? What water issues are you seeing in your community? Join in at 800-642-1234. John Luchai stays with us to explain this new major. He's a UW Green Bay geoscience professor. And let's go to the phones now with John joining us from Richland Center. John, hi. What's on your mind about this degree?
Good morning. I have an interesting fact for your professor that they can talk about at school. 10,500 feet above sea level is where we were with the glaciers. Now, Lake Michigan is about 600 feet. Has it come back to where it should be? That's a 500,000 pounds per square foot of ice.
John, great question there. And let's pose it here to Professor John. What are we seeing on lake levels?
Well, I think what the caller is referring to is the thickness of the ice sheets back when the North American ice sheet was at its largest extent about 20,000 years ago. And while at its center it may have been that thick, here in Wisconsin it was several hundred meters, probably not quite that thick. But indeed we were covered all the way down south as far as Janesville. Lake Michigan is sort of the remnants of this glacial system where one of the lobes of ice scooped out Lake Michigan. And lake levels are the result of sort of the water flowing in and the water flowing out the St. Lawrence Seaway. The lake levels have changed, but they could never really get that high, or they would spill out over the divide going to the Mississippi, or they would run out faster. So the highest that they've been in the last 11,000 years or so is about 60 feet higher than today's lake level of 580 feet above sea level. But there are times in the past with drier climates where Lake Michigan was much, much lower, over 100 feet lower than it is today.
John, do you see that for this degree program that there are a lot of jobs out there, that these students will have a pipeline to water science jobs and being water professionals?
Yeah, that's something we did our best to try to assess. There's no one particular field called water science that the U.S. Department of Labor classifies, but what we see is that water touches nearly every field of science and technology and public policy, and many of our students that do have a water focus to their current degrees end up getting jobs either in industry or in government or in education that relate in some way to water. And we think this degree can maybe better prepare our students for some of those specific water-related fields.
And you had a number of letters of support for this new degree, including Green Bay Water Utility Manager saying there is a significant workforce shortage for the nation's water sector. Do you see this nationally and here in Wisconsin?
That's a little beyond my expertise, but based upon what I've read, yes, nationally, that is a problem. It's an issue here in Wisconsin with lots of people in that sector retiring. or planning to retire soon. You know, clean drinking water is never going to be something that goes out of style. So it's going to need a continuous supply of people that are qualified to fill those positions.
Earlier this year, Governor Evers declared this year to be the year of clean drinking water. Do you see this degree, as well as the work your students are doing, playing a role in that?
Yeah, to some extent. I think that from the standpoint of putting a stamp on how important water resources are, specifically drinking water, for our governor's new initiative, that's something we can show our students as, see, this is really important. Someone's trying to address this problem. We do address this in a number of our courses that deal with surface water and groundwater in particular. But drinking water is a big challenge. It's going to remain a big challenge, both quality and quantity, in the future.
Well, John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
John Luchai is a professor of geoscience in the Department of Natural and Applied Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. He's been coordinating the new water science major at the university. Coming up, we look at flood mitigation as we might experience more runoff this spring due to the snowpack and deeply frozen ground. You can stay with us for a conversation about flooding right after this news update here on the Ideas Network.